听众朋友们大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。This is Youth English brought to you by Rose and Brian.
That's right.
So in today's show, Rose, what are we going to talk about?
Well, we are going to talk about leaders and leadership. Yeah.
Leaders
and leadership. I mean, this is an incredibly important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a really funny list of the leaders that the internet says there are, because you're going to actually laugh at one of them.
All right.
But first, we're going to actually start with a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's talk about what a leader actually is. What is a leader? What do you consider a leader to be? I consider a leader to be anyone influential that's charismatic and trustworthy enough to get people to not only follow them, but mm-hmm. actually walk alongside them to change something about whatever environment they're in, whether it's a country, a workplace, a family, anything.
Yeah, I would say that's probably true. When we talk about leaders and leaderships, it's not only those like big ones of like huge corporations or even a country that are considered,
mm-hmm.
but anyone can be a leader under different environment. Like you can be the leader of your class or maybe the leader of a little group of your friends.
Sure, yeah, of course.
These are all leaders.
Yeah.
我们一聊到这个领导艺术啊，大家不要觉得好像就是国家领导啊，企业的领导人啊，大的机构的领导啊，并不是啊。我觉得这个领导应该说在任何的领域当中，任何的环境之下都存在，就算是在我们学校里边啊，班级当中也会有领导啊，对不对？所以我觉得这个领导和领导艺术在我们生命的不同的时期、不同的阶段、不同的环境之下都能够用得上。So yeah, I probably agree with you that anybody that have the abilities to lead a bunch of people in whatever they're doing、
mm-hmm.
would be a leader.
Exactly. Leader and leadership is not something...easy. It's not really easy definable.
No.
There's so many different characteristics, but、mm-hmm. I can tell you one thing.
All right.
Is not everybody can be a leader.
No, I can't.
I was just going to ask you, do you think you could? And like, if you, like,
I mean,
do you think you would want to be a leader? Like at home, you're the husband, obviously. But I mean, like、mm. at work or maybe...in the country of China or in the community. Do you think you could see yourself doing that?
Yeah, I said I couldn't, but I could. I just didn't want to because to me, it's too much trouble.
So you don't want the responsibility?
I don't, actually.
It's a lot of responsibility.
It is. It certainly is.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when you're not only responsible for yourself,、
mm-hmm.
also you're responsible for other people, for the、
yeah.
group. It's actually...quite a lot to take the burden because, you know, when you're only responsible for yourself, okay, if you're not doing good and you feel okay about it, you can maybe take a rest for a year or two. But when you're the leader of the group, you can't really have the liberty to do that, right?
That's right. You can't really do that on、
mm.
your own. And like you said, it's not just being responsible for yourself, it's responsible for everyone else around you. But、
mm.
I think, you know, what I learned about leadership is that in order to be a good leader, you also have to be a good follower.、
Mm.
So some people aren't meant to lead, but other people are meant to follow. And it's a followership.Basically,、
mm-hmm.
so you have to learn what basically encourages your people, what inspires them, what, you know, gets them to move and get up every day.So it's about followership.
Yeah,、awesome. Certainly. I think very, very few people would actually start as a leader, right?
Yeah. So do you think leadership is an art or a science?
Well, to me, it's more of an art.Maybe there will be, you know, statistics about it, science in it. But all in all, I think it's all about personality and the art of management. That's what it is to me.、
Yeah.
So very few people would start as a leader. Most of us would actually start as a follower. So as a follower, you would probably have the experience of, for yourself, what a good leader would be.So
right,
when、
exactly.
you have the opportunity to become a leader, try to be the good one.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't, I don't think you actually get to the point of leadership. And if you do, you definitely don't stay there if you're not a good one. But it's funny because I was looking on the internet for leaders, great leaders,、
mm-hmm.
and guess who is on this list and at number, guess who is number 9?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if we're talking about like world leaders or corporation leaders.
Just more like world leaders.
World leaders?
Who have made a difference in the community or a country.
Hmm. Well, I have no idea. There are so many countries in the world.
Donald Trump. I was like, what is he doing on this list? Now I know this is definitely not legitimate.
Well, maybe he was there because of his leadership over his real estate empire.
Well, it's actually his physical place, not his psychological and not his real place. It's just where he's physically placed right now as a leader. But everything else has nothing to do with leadership.
Okay.
Let's see some of these leaders. Do you know who Alexander the Great was?
Yeah, of the Roman Empire?
Yeah. Mm. Do you know why he is deemed a great leader?
Well, not of the details, but he's led the Roman Empire to conquer vastly in Europe, so he still ought to be there.
Yeah, exactly. So Alexander III of Macedon, commonly known as Alexander the Great, was a king of the ancient Greek kingdom of Macedon, which I'm assuming is Macedonia.
Okay. Either way.
Either way, yeah. All right. How about Napoleon Bonaparte?
Yeah.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Good for you. I haven't.
You haven't?
Not really. Oh. What do you think why was he named a really great leader?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these historical leaders would be sort of measured by what lands they have conquered, what wars they have fought, what countries they have taken,
and
things like that.
Unfortunately, they're all men.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there have been great female military leaders too throughout the history. I can name one in China. I don't know about other countries.
Mm-hmm.
But actually make more sense, right? Because wars are more like physicals. Mm-hmm. So men are bound to be more successful in overall in wars, although that's not really
true. I am actually watching Game of Thrones.
I thought you were fighting a war.
And there are some pretty cool women in that show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Throughout Chinese history, there have been quite a few female
who?
Generals. Mulan, as you probably know.
Oh, yes, Wan Mulan,
one. There are quite a few others, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There were generals?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
There was even a queen.
But I was going to say, though, did China know that they were females?
Of course.
They did?
Mm-hmm. I said, there was even a queen. Probably the only queen throughout Chinese history.
I was going to say a queen?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Actually, a long time ago, somebody handed me a book about the queen, but I never finished it, but I still have the book. But why was there only one queen, and why was there a queen in the first place?
There were queens, wives of kings, but this queen, he was the ruler of the country, and he was the only one of her kind throughout Chinese history.
Wow. Mm. Interesting.
So you can't say women were not successful in politics and wars.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Actually, men are the ones who got into them, and women were the ones who got them out.
That I'm not sure. But
yeah, me neither. But I just like to say stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the other one, which is, why do some people think it's a bad thing to always follow other people? Do you think it's a bad thing?
It depends. When you're following someone, I really do hope that I'm following the right one.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I am, I don't really mind.
But how do you know?
I guess it would take time for you to experience, to taste it all, you know, see if you think he's really making all the right decisions, or if these decisions turn out to be right.
Mm-hmm.
If they were good decisions most of the time, and he's nice to his followers, I guess you can just follow him or follow her. If not, I wouldn't be feeling comfortable at that place. I guess it's for most people that at those times, you don't really want to be a follower anymore and want to be a leader yourself, mm-hmm. so you can follow your own ideas.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing, too, is, though, it's not like a lot of leaders stand and they say, everybody follow me, right? And everybody, I have a great idea. A lot of leaders just actually stand for a certain cause, and it's something that they believe in. People naturally come to them and follow them because, because of how they're succeeding or what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
所以说这个领导艺术也是非常非常深奥的，真的。当然这个和每个人的具体情况，每个人的性格都有关系。 但绝不是说的大部分的领导人都是振臂高呼，来啊，大家跟着我。 而是在某一件事情上，或者是几件事情上，也许是很小的事情，大家公认觉得他做的非常的优秀，所以才有人愿意去跟随他做下一件事情。So that's about leadership.
Yeah.
It's not really something that you would, sort of get someday in your life. Sometimes it's very small things.
Yeah.
That would actually build you into a leader.
Yeah, exactly. It sort of builds you into a leader. So I guess this goes back to my question. I don't know if you answered this or not, was, do you think leadership is an art or a science?
Yeah, I did. I said it's more of an art to me.
Oh, it's more of an art. Mm. I think you have to be born with certain personality traits already embedded in you
that
make you a leader, but it doesn't automatically mean you're going to become this great leader.
No,
it just means you have the potential, because a lot of it's mixed with not only personality, but it's also, God, it's like all these other different skills. I mean, personality, how you think, socialization, and being brave, being courageous enough to actually go after what you stand for.
It actually takes a lot of qualities. I mean, yeah, you need to be brave, and you need to be able to make the decisions as a leader when you need to, but also you need to be smart at the first place. You know?
Yeah, of course. I agree with that. A good question is, everybody else always asks, oh, what makes a great leader? Who's a great leader? But...What makes a bad leader?
A bad leader.
What characteristics do they have?
Well, I guess you can just think of the opposites of a good leader. A good leader would listen to suggestions. A bad leader would probably not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would do everything following his own mind, even though it's wrong. And also, a good leader would be very open-minded.To learn the new things, to see the new changes in the world, whereas a bad leader probably would not.
Yeah.
So I guess there could be thousands of things you can say what a bad leader is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there is one like perfect leader in this world. All of them must have something, some kind of shortcoming in their personalities or their leadership at one point. But the important thing is if the majority of their qualities...their personality traits are good enough to be a leader.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, you have to have these personality traits that are good enough to be a leader. Well, let's go to another person. You're going to tell me if you know who they are.
Okay.
Ooh, here we go. Elizabeth of England. Elizabeth the First of England.
Oh, the British
yeah.
Queen.
Oh, they do have another woman, Joan of Arc. Ooh, I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she was the first Queen of England.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Is the Queen of England right now? She's Elizabeth, too, right?
Elizabeth III, I believe.
Oh, my God. Are they all Elizabeths?
Why
so. Elizabeth? Why not, like, Jennifer or, like, Carrie or Susan?
I guess
or
you
Kathleen.
Need to ask Elizabeth the First.
I know. It seems like all the daughters, the queens, were named Elizabeth.
Unless
that's not their real name. It was just their given queen name or something like this.
And you know what? It might be.
But do you know why Elizabeth I was such a great leader?
Actually, I don't know about her, actually.
Ah, well, let's see. It says that Elizabeth I was Queen of England and Ireland from November 17th, 1558 until her death.
All right.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, so, yeah, so we have here Elizabeth I. They don't really go into too much detail about, and in fact, after reading about it, okay, so this is terrible, I should know, but...I didn't offhand find the most significant reasons why she's considered one of the world's greatest leaders.
Yeah. Well, I feel sorry, too, because I'm not really that familiar with, international history. So I'm not even sure why UK or Great Britain...had the first queen in the first place.
Yeah, me neither. That's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know, let me try to find that out while we talk about other leaders.
Okay, so I was going to ask you, one very significant book that I read was the one about, what was the president, South African president? Nelson Mandela.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so you know about him, obviously. Do you know anything about his life and why he was a leader and what he did?
Not that much, actually.
Well, everybody just knows Nelson Mandela as the guy who basically fought for rights in South Africa.
Yeah.
But it didn't even really start and end there. It was more like Nelson Mandela was born and he was actually adopted by another family.Because he basically couldn't, his family could not afford to feed him and whatever else. They're very poor. So he was adopted by another family, which with he grew up. He also grew up with a brother. And, and he became a lawyer, I believe, like in college, but it wasn't until he was maybe in his 30s that he actually became a freedom fighter.
Mm.
And it was because someone had taken him to one of these meetings. God, there's so many acronyms for these meetings, but I cannot remember, which I should because I read the book. I read his book called A Long Walk to Freedom.
Mm.
Anyways, so it wasn't until then that he actually started joining these underground groups to fight for freedom, and he really understood what it was that they were trying to say and do, and he basically took part. So it wasn't also only him. It was a lot of other people that were fighting for freedom. But like I said, as great leader, you are a follower as well. And a lot of people start off as a follower.
Mm.
So,
yeah. And meanwhile, I found the answer why the Great Britain had queens.
Why?
You know, it's actually out of my surprise. The reason that Elizabeth I became the first queen of England was because her father, Henry VIII, did not have a son heir.
Oh my God! He had all children, all girls.
Yep.
How? Oh my God! That is horrible. So basically, she became a queen by default.
Yeah.
Not because she was actually put there.
Yep. And now the queen is Elizabeth II. And
wait, the one now.
Yeah. And it's the same reason, because her father, George VI, had only two daughters.
That is insane. That is so wrong.
I thought it was like throughout history, ever since Elizabeth I, then it was like decided the Great Britain was going to have queens all along. But it's not the reason. It's because they didn't have male heirs, so they didn't have kings.
Oh my God, this is crazy. That is so wrong. Jeez. Well, times are changing, and there's so many amazing world leaders today.
Yeah.
Not everybody agrees with them, which, you know, that's what happens as a world leader. But you know what? They're there for a reason, and they got there.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about another very famous one.
Okay.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know who he is?
Yeah,
obviously.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Gandhi was just an ordinary boy with a determination to excel at what he did. Like I said, you know, a lot of leaders don't set out to be a leader. They set out to do the best and they stand for a cause.
Yep.
Well, after completing law from London, he became the most important part of the Indian freedom struggle against the colonial rule. His policy of non-violence and protest through civil disobedience eventually succeeded when he led his country to freedom in 1947.
Yep.
Wow. So this is really cool that he actually, his policy was non-violent.
Absolutely. And, which made him a really great leader throughout history.
Yeah, exactly. So he basically said, just be disobedient civilly. Don't do what people tell you to. And that's how you protest instead of fighting.
Yeah. You know, don't just fight with the rulers. No uprises, no killing. We just protest. Although I didn't know how that actually worked, but it did.
Yeah. And it says that his main characteristics were resilience, knowledge, people skills, motivational approach, and leading by example.
Mm.
Very cool.
Yeah, of course, when we're talking about all these leaders, you might ask, you did say it's not only about world leaders, right? But we're only talking about the personality traits of these great leaders. And actually, leaders at different levels would share more or less of these traits.
Mm-hmm.
That's what make them a leader in the first place. So if you want to become a leader, I think most importantly, you need to ask yourself and find out if you possess any of these traits or a lot of these traits.
Or even if you stand for something, you know, go for it. You know, just because you don't have a million people following you doesn't mean you're not a leader.
Mm.
You know?
Right.
All right. So we have another very, very crazy controversial leader.
Okay.
Adolf Hitler.
Well, probably the most controversial.
Yeah. So although Adolf, he was despised through the world, he was one of the greatest leaders of all time.
Yeah. You might be surprised because, you know, Adolf Hitler, he's a lot of things. He's probably the person that most people in this world would hate.
Yeah.
He was a mass murderer, but meanwhile, he was a great leader. He was able to sort of fan up the entire country to follow him into World War II.
God, that is just amazing. One man.
That's not something everyone can do.
No, it's not. It's really not. Mm. It's one guy. But then you have to ask yourself, who are the idiots following him? I'm just kidding. I mean, well, so after becoming the Chancellor of Germany in 1933, he was responsible for one of the greatest economic and military expansions the world has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Even to this day. That's crazy. crazy. He successfully invaded more than 10 countries with his brilliant strategy and meticulous planning. And his oratory skills, propaganda, and planning made him a leader par excellence. Wow. His oratory skills, which basically means how he talks to people, which I would love to know what it was he said that made it so, you know, enticing to want to kill so many people, you know, especially just one race. I don't get it.
Yeah. Of course, you know, history is an interesting thing. If, only if Adolf Hitler were to win the war eventually, maybe everything you know as the world as it is now would be completely different.
Yeah.
Maybe people would hail Adolf Hitler as the modern Alexander the Great.
Maybe. I mean, people hate him, but he was still a leader.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And it's not like nobody followed him. Mm. Millions of people followed him.
Yeah. So we're talking about great leaders, but we did not say that they're always leading people in the right direction.
Right, exactly.
What we meant by great leaders is a person with great leadership abilities.
That's right.
Adolf Hitler certainly qualified for that.
Yeah, he did. Well, let's go on to something and someone that's very interesting.
Okay.
Mao Zedong. Okay. So Mao was the leader of the Chinese Revolution and the founding father of the People's Republic of China. Oh, my God, which I didn't even realize.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. He successfully endured and repelled the invasion by Japan during the World War II and subsequently transformed the economy of China into one of the major industrialized economies of the world. God, that is crazy.
Mm.
And because of him, China's a world power and a potent rival to the dominant United States of America.
You could say that if you want to.
You could say that, but it is. They are, and to a certain, I mean, not in a bad way, but to a certain degree. I mean, China has so much power now, so much education, so much smarts, and everything that went into it from Mao Zedong just keeps basically progressing.
Yeah, that is why he's still such a much celebrated leader in China after, you know, years and years after he passed away.
Right.
But of course, we said that, you know, we're not saying great leaders don't do wrong things.
Oh, all great leaders have to do something that's wrong.
Yeah.
In order to be able to get to that really, that stage where they have influenced someone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are like really great world leaders. But of course, there are leaders of huge corporations, big companies, NGOs, so on and so on. But you can be a leader, too, of yourself. Also, some other people around you, as long as you have the abilities, the vision, and also the power to hook people around you and do something. But make sure, first, you have the abilities, and second, or maybe this should be the first, which is the most important, that you and your people are heading a right direction.
Exactly. Make sure you're following someone that's actually doing great things and good things to people and not the wrong things or bad things.
True.
Yeah.
好吧，那今天呢，我们有关于这个领导和领导的艺术就先聊这么多。希望大家都可以有这种成为领导的愿望。我们说成为领导并不一定是说什么样的领导啊，而是可以领导别人做一件好的事情，并且能够把它做好。Well, thank you for being with us. We'll see you the same time tomorrow.
Bye-bye.